You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerkers Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sands Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah.
You've got it locked and loaded. August 23rd edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, it is Friday. It is the weekend. And, you know, like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, that happy medium is the weekend. Oh, yeah. And today is Friday, so love yourself first and foremost. And, of course, like I said, we got lots to talk about. 5 o'clock hour, Pearly will be joining us. So buckle up and enjoy the ride with us. And, of course, if you want to chime in.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969, and of course, stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Friday, MJ's in the building. What's going on,
hey.
MJ?
It's all good.
How are thou?
Happy to be here. I'm good.
Glad you're here. I haven't done it for a minute. I know you've been busy doing a couple other projects, but glad to have you in on a Friday. And we get to, you know, do the whole week that was, the week in review, the top three stories. But I think it could be more than three this week.
Probably. Probably.
And, of course, you know, let's set it off. It's Friday. We're going into the weekend. Let's check out, you know, the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views. Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals right now. Be sure to check them out. Both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store. And the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And it's real simple. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. PM to meet with banks. Davis wants to reach happy medium amid debate over need for reforms. I don't think you could ever find a happy medium when you try to reform bankers and their millions.
It's going to be interesting because I'm watching the way that the debate is being framed as a happy medium. I was, you know, under the impression that one of the first people to bring this to the forefront was the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So I guess he's going to look for a medium, but you would kind of think that the government already has a particular position on this. We'll see.
That's what I find sometimes. The position is already made. I'm just going to verbally massage you before I tell you my position.
I mean, we have the chairman of the party speaking on it, right? So
he speaks on everything.
We'll get into more details.
And how many hats is he still wearing, man?
All of them. Why not? It's 2024.
More headlines. Colby Davis, higher BPL bills reflecting higher consumption.
I mean, it's hot.
When can I call BS?
But it's hot. I mean,
right?
It's hot. We still expected the bills to go down.
To go down. this July. God forbid what I see for August.
I saw people posting their bills online, and ours is bad, but there are some people out there that have it really bad, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for the electricity bill. It's crazy.
I know some people with thousands of dollars.
I know.
And how are we supposed to pay this?
And then you have people marching in the Family Islands, marching in Grandma. Maybe we need to march to it.
Some of us still disenfranchised about the last one and some of the, you know, political characters that popped up for personal gain and not for national pride or national issue.
It's hot, though. It's hot.
It is hot. Speaking of hot, no more statements on CID probe until completion. This coming from the COP.
Yeah. I mean,
so basically, Jen, don't talk that. Do that.
Which is kind of unfortunate. I've, you know, seen some of the commentary in the public domain. I've read a couple of the editorials from the dailies, and there's been a push to have more transparency on this particular issue. And ironically, we are now at the place where we're going to get less transparency. So, yeah, not a good spot to be in right now if you want to, you know, have this thing resolved in the public. And right. Have this thing, you know, feel like it's being handled properly, like we're getting transparency. We're not in a good position right now.
Well, I was going to say something, but then you say, you know.
Yeah, we're not talking about this no more.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Your taxes ain't easy on a Friday. Naughty, how could it reflect high consumption? The light dipping out right flipping now.
That's
how could I be consuming power that I don't have?
That's a good point. Crazy, right?
Real crazy. The math ain't mathing. All right, well, I'm going to get to the break, but before we got to parlay the parlay with our very special guest from Sans Beer, we
right.
got Angel Moss. She's Angela Moss, good to see you. And we got our Sans rep and our Jimmy's Wines and Spirits rep, and you know they're doing the huge pop and redeem promotion, and they're trying to give away my jet ski, but we already know that coming home with me. So good to see you. And of course, the promotion is going well. Every time I look up somebody, you know, hey, you get any beer tops playing on you? You get any Sans?
Yeah, it's going great right now. So basically, if you have 6 Sans caps from either our Sans Light, Pink, or Passion, you can stop into any one of our 11 locations across Nassau, Abaco, Eleuthera, or Freeport Grand Bahama, and you can turn those in. You'll get a free beer, and then they'll pass you a golden ticket. You fill it out, and you submit it, and then basically you're entered into the drawing to win tons of prizes, as well as the 2024 fully loaded Yamaha jet ski.
Now, listen, do the math on that, folks. You get your 6 tops, you go in, just to get your 6 tops to enter. But you're getting a brewski on top of that, you're getting the cold sands.
Right.
It's Friday. You know, some of y'all fellas, I know y'all got at least 6 to 12 Sans caps knocking around in your dirty truck right now. Mm-hmm. Collect them and go get 2 beers. And then get your golden ticket, and obviously you enter to win, correct?
Yep, enter to win with every 6 caps.
And that's a Yamaha jet ski, or fully loaded Yamaha jet ski. So you can throw that in the water and do your thing, all right? And that's all courtesy of Sans Beer. And like I say, pop and redeem, and you got it going on until
September 28th, and that's where you enter to win either the 3rd Fanati grand prize, which is $1,000. 2nd prize is $4,000 cash. And then, obviously, the big prize is the jet ski. But up until this time, every weekend, we're choosing winners. We've already given away a Yeti cooler, beer cases, Sans merch. And this weekend, we're giving away a JBL speaker.
What?
So as long as you have your 6 tops, you fill out a golden ticket, you have a possibility of winning every single weekend.
Fully loaded.
That's
promotion.
That's pretty cool.
You're winning every week, and you still got time to enter to win. Get into your favorite Sans Beer location. Get into your favorite Jimmy's. All right, 11, like you said, across New Providence, correct?
We have 7 in New Providence. We have 2 in Abaco, 2 in Eleuthera, 1 in Freeport.
And the products that are involved, I know you said the Rattlers are definitely a part of it.
Definitely.
Right?
So it's Sans Light, mm-hmm. Pink, and Passion Rattlers.
Awesome.
There you go. So, you know, go get your weekend libation on at Jimmy's. Make sure it's Sans or the Rattlers and collect those tops. And you got between now and September 28th, correct?
Yep.
To get it in and get it on and get it in a good position to win. All right. You got that jet ski up for grabs, weekly prizes up for grabs. And by the way, just go on in with your 6 beer caps and you get a free beer at your favorite redemption center. So make it count. All right. Pop the right top this summer. Do it with Sans Beer. And pop and redeem and win that jet ski. Thanks for stopping by. I know we'll talk to you soon again before y'all try to give away my jet ski. I'm coming on with me on the 31st. Mr. Producer, we already talked about this, right? We already got plans, right? You done got the trailer, and you're going to put the hitch on the back of the Jeep, right? We can work it out. All right. solid. So with that being said, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz. All right? MJ and I will go over the hot, big three topics of the last week, plus a few more. And we want you to chime in. What you buzzing on? It's all brought to you across by John Shoes. Let us know what you buzzing on. Let us know what got your goat. Let us know what made you smile, made you cry, made you scream, or all of the above. All coming up on the flip side of the break as the Friday right after this.
That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. Winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get together, come. When everybody out, yeah. Fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
That's astonishing.
Where is the remote? Who turned the TV off?
Sorry, hun. It's a power outage.
Power up your home with a renewable energy system. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic systems to keep you powered up during outages. Ask your relationship manager or sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit cibcfcib.com/renewable-energy-loans for more supply.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say it's seven, and it's time for all. But there are some people who you never shine at all. Flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I love you,
call me alive. Web, I got you on the Friday, August 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Law with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. Probably be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour to talk sports, but right now we're getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And for everything back to school, it's all about John Shoes. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael. Be sure to check them out, wide selection for back to school, casual, athletic. You got all the accessories to go along with, all your book bags, all your lunch boxes, you name it, they got it. And they got a great back to school promotion where you can win tablets and iPads and all kind of good stuff. So be sure to check out John's, both locations. And remember, John's, serving you is always a pleasure. Both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. What you buzzing on? Chime on in. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. I know something this past week had to jump up and, you know, get your attention. I know one thing, and I'm looking at this headline right now, and I'm like, Colby Davis, higher BPL bills reflecting higher consumption. Higher BS statements from this administration reflects poor governance from this administration. What happened to my bill going down in July? I almost had the corner of my toe started hurting, but it ain't hurt me in years when I saw that bill. I'd have iced tea. I'd just sit down and drink a cold iced tea. And I literally catch myself. I felt like something hit me in the back of the neck. I had a Fred Sanford moment. Elizabeth is the big one. I'm coming. The bill quadrupled, people. And sometimes when you know this time of year rolls around, you brace yourself. You look at it and you say, okay, Lord God, Father of baby Jesus, don't let this be in four figures. Lord God, please let it be in low four figures if it could be in four figures. Woo, Jesus, we only in three figures. Hallelujah.
You have to prepare yourself.
Man, when that picked me up and licked me, I was like a Dusty Rhodes elbow right between the eyebrow. The boom, sobering. I don't want to see it again. In fact, you can open the bill this month, not me. I don't want to touch it.
All right, I will. I mean, I don't expect it to be
but
different.
But I tell you, sit down when you open it. Be seated when you open it. Don't open it standing up. You might get lightheaded.
I think we're really at the point now. We've been talking about energy reform in this country for years. We're really at the point now where we have to make big changes. I know that this administration has plans. Some of them we've been privy to. Some of them we haven't. But, I mean, it's at the point now where it's untenable to have such high electricity bills at a time when we also have high, you know, just everything has gone up. Coming out of the pandemic, everything is crazy.
And back to school around the corner, you hear it knocking?
Back to school is next month. By the way, there's a little... I'm going to get the dates. I know my sister sent me the flyer where you get a little moratorium. I think it's happening now. I'm paying VAT on the back-to-school items. So take advantage of that. Any little opportunities you get to save a couple of dollars because everything is so expensive. Everything.
Everything. Texas, naughty. Y'all don't want to borrow Grandpa Hummer Company. Listen, man. Y'all got enough going on and not soap opera over there. Leave that. But boy, look here. The power don't never hardly go off, boy.
Yeah, that is true, though.
Hey, man, look, yeah, what you saying? We could trade, what, BPL and, what, two bag of Doritos?
This
couple
whole
cases of signs
idea.
And a Rattlers? What you saying? What you saying, man? You might be in the negotiation stage, you know?
Yeah, this whole idea about, you know, all of these blackouts, brownouts, whatever they are, is only a reality for, like, me and a lot of other Bahamians once you're here in New Providence. This is not a thing, not really, in Freeport.
No, I know. I know. And it's not a thing in the rest of the world, too, because when I do my jokes nightly about power outages in this country, tourists are shocked. They look at me with this look on, like, what are you talking about power outages? It's
so
2024,
strange.
Bro. What do you mean? We don't have them. We only have them unless it's a natural disaster or Godzilla shows up.
Right.
And then I got to break down, you know, what BPM really stands for. And listen, I saw them trucks riding around with Pike. You need to put an S in front of that Pike and call it Spike. Because that built Spike straight up through the roof, hit me in my jugular, almost killed me. That's what y'all need to call it, Spike. My God. Oh, we got negotiations from Grand Bahama. Naughty, the negotiations to borrow the Grand Bahama Power Company will always start with two cases of Sans beer.
Oh, really?
So we got the negotiation point there. Then we got to start.
Oi.
No, I think you'll cry, but I don't think people should be expecting and being told on multiple occasions by this administration from the campaign trail to now that there's going to be lower power provision and better providing the power, and we're not going to have blackouts, and we're not going to have load shedding. And all of that has proved to be one crock.
Speaking of Grand Bahama, I actually thought I was thinking about Freeport the other day when they found that diamond out of Botswana. Remember that whole idea? I think it was back in like March. Wasn't it back in March when this administration was talking
right.
about maybe having a diamond depository? Mm-hmm. When we negotiated with Botswana? Because Botswana just pulled one hell of a diamond out of their mines. It's the second largest ever.
Wow.
Over 2,000 carats.
Stop it.
And that big, beautiful diamond would be a perfect way to get things started with that depository
well,
in Grand Bahama.
I told
is that still
them,
happening?
I told them, you know, even though my birthday is coming up on the 31st,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is the second most important birthday on the calendar next to December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
I told my friends in Botswana, find you something
oh, you
for
did.
Your birthday in October.
Your friends.
Now they bragging. Now, you know what I mean? Now everybody can come looking for you in a couple of weeks in October when you get this for your present.
This is crazy. Yeah, 2,492-carat stone. That is crazy.
Siri, remind me to call Botswana and give them the business tonight for putting my business on the road. Thank
they
you.
Pulled that out in Botswana at a mine that's owned by a Canadian firm, the Carat Diamond. So... I mean, that's huge.
Very
I know.
Interesting.
I remember the prime minister talked about, you know, being in negotiations and hopefully they could
now.
get something done, you know?
My mind is already running with the satire here.
Diamond could create a lot of... That's a huge diamond.
Can you imagine if we did hypothetically set up that diamond, you know, what was
Depository,
and they did put that 2,400 carat.
You could bring tourists just to look at that diamond. Can you?
No, I'll be like Tifa. There, you see what they do to Hondas? You know they'll try to do to that?
That one big diamond, the most security, but I mean...
You know, we can't say nothing right now, but I mean... But anyway, let me stop, because the COP say I can't say nothing but before, so let me stay quiet.
That,
I don't want to no joke.
Leave that alone.
But yeah, boy, that's a big diamond. You can imagine if you put that up.
I'm just saying, you know, the timing may be perfect for us to get some other things started. I know that was something
you
that the PM... he's very good friends, right? The Prime Minister is with the President of Botswana. Maybe make a little call.
You see all kind of people with a nice name, Ocean, showing up here to the Bahamas, staying for 2 and 3 months, Airbnb. Here's a text off the text line. It's naughty. I don't believe they have any kind of plan that will work. What are they doing? Pike is fixing lines and trimming trees. And Mr. Frankie Wilson bought 2 generators. All the failed things we have done for the past 30 years, and the power is still going out.
Yeah, it's like a two-pronged problem, you know? You have unreliable electricity, unreliable energy, and then you also have a situation where it's so expensive. So... We can only hope that there's some resolution that makes sense, that happens soon.
I have people texting us now, right now, listening to the show, but they're out of power.
They said that was going to happen, right? Wasn't there an announcement? Wasn't there an announcement that said that we could expect some outages today?
But why are we still, and I get it.
It's maintenance.
Why? Nobody's maintenance is always under the guise of maintenance or an upgrade or this or that.
Right.
But we're still lacking. We should not have power. Look, we should not have any sort right now. Any power outages. We just knock on wood. We just come off almost 24 hours of people screaming and hollering and freaking themselves out because of no power, you know.
I know. We lived through that.
Sorry to bring up painful memories, but we don't need that revisited with no maintenance. Do that quietly.
And tree trimming.
And tree trimming, but... Speaking of tree trimming, totally off the beaten path here, but I got to mention it. Why did they close down a whole lane on the Bahama Boulevard for landscaping? Who got that juicy contract? Who got that homies, lovers, cronies, and friends hook up that you could shut down a whole lane of traffic with orange cones to do landscaping? Please tell me, who got juice like that?
That usually one lane is closed out there anyway. It's like it happens so often that I didn't notice it until you pointed it out the other day. Because you say that you don't see that over on PI, right?
No.
And they have nicely trimmed hedges and so forth as well.
Correct.
So,
and they have roundabouts and they have lanes and they have traffic and they have a whole lane to the point where you got a whole gridlock of traffic coming up. Because they got a lane closed, and then this time nobody's working because they further up the road in another blocked up lane, taking care of that portion before they work their way down. Musa. Now, here's something that jumped out. And you know, I've been talking about this for a minute, but this screams out, and I got to touch on it. When are we going to get some honest, real tourist spend numbers in this country? Like, how much is the spend in this country within a region? Where do we rank? How much does the average visitor spend? Because when I see headlines like this, Preacher's Kid closing its doors at Cruise Port, red flags go up.
All right, so break that down. Preacher's Kid is...
Now, obviously, Preacher's Kid is a restaurant
at
Nassau Cruise Port.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Owned and operated by Simeon Hall Jr., one of our famous chefs.
And he's
an excellent chef.
So talented.
He's one of our Bobby Flay. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
Talented young man. Good food. Excellent cuisine. Great ideas. Out of the box. And when you could make Bahamian soul food, you might not have to make own heart, boy. You got tradition there. It took off. I mean, they're obviously going to have another location because of the popularity of the brand. So it's not like the brand's going away.
Good.
But they have to relocate because obviously they didn't see that impact.
Is that the official reason why?
Yeah, they're closing the rent. While we received rave reviews from our local and international customers, Preacher's Kid Restaurant will pause operations effective Friday, August 30th, 2024.
Oh.
We deeply appreciate your patronage and looking forward to serving you island soul food again. All right, when asked if it was when it was a last port.
Right.
Mr. Hall really didn't comment on it like that. I mean, now they say it's B2. Here we go, B2. Okay. He said that wasn't the reason. Like a passenger span wasn't the reason.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's being diplomatic. He goes, I don't know if that's our reason. But when you continue to read the article and you hear Straw Business Person Society President Rebecca Small told the newspaper, The Guardian, in July, that while the tourism numbers for cruise ship arrivals may be up, the passengers are not spending the money that they believe they should and are sometimes not visible in the downtown area.
Not visible?
Not visible. So that means to tell me, if they're not visible, then they're not coming off the cruise ships.
I thought the latest numbers we had, though, kind of intimated about 75% of the tourists on those ships were coming off and coming into the...
Well,
I thought those were the latest numbers. Of course, correct me, because I, you know...
Well, when I look at you know, when they say, look, 8 million tourists came in, we got like a $23 spend on the departure tax. That's like $270 million.
Right.
But that to me is not a spend. That's like a mandatory. Okay, so we're going to just settle with the 23? Or why don't we get 100 and plus that 23 or 200 and that 23? It needs to involve more things for these tourists to do when they come off the boats. And obviously Bahamians to make money in the process. But the age-old thing is, if it's not promoted on the cruise ship, they're not going to matriculate off. And nobody can't tell me, because I was raised in the industry.
I was just going to say. So
I am a cruise ship brat. I know it.
I was just going to say, you're a cruise ship brat. So how cruise? The food on the ships, that's
now,
free or
here's,
what?
Here's the difference. When I was growing up as a cruise ship brat, when the Emerald Seas was in port, everything was shut down. No bars, no casino, no gift store. Nothing.
No gambling.
You come off, you go to Le Cabaret, and then you go gamble in the casino, or you go to Crystal Palace show. They had dinner tours. Look, you had Buena Vista. You had Grey Cliff. You had Green Shutters. You had Charlie's. You had a ton of restaurants where people would go. And in addition to that, the spend on Bay Street during the day was crazy. The Nassau Shop had tens of tons. That's now, you know, all the stores rolling in the Bay Street in one, but it was Nassau Shop. They had the linen store. They had the perfume places. They had the conch shell and tortoise shell jewelry. There was so many indigenous unique things to the country. Your duty-free liquor stores, everything.
And our
have a jewelry store on every other block run by a foreign national.
Our biggest competition is what now? The ships themselves, right?
The ships themselves, because
they
obviously,
have gambling,
over
they
the
have
years,
restaurants.
Administrations of to our detriment as citizens, let them, no, sure, you open your casino in port, go ahead. You open up your bars, go ahead. No, man, open your disco too. No, open your gift stores too. No, it should be shut down, and you now come off, because if you don't get the daytime push to the stores from the cruise directors, you got the nighttime push. Nobody can stay on that boat all day and do nothing. At some point, somebody's going to come off.
Right. And the thing about it is, the edge that we had before, the beaches, they have that now too. They have their private islands.
They have their private islands. And obviously, it's not, why push here if we know the next day when you leave New Providence, you're going to go to your private island and you're going to maintain control of everything. All your cruise staff is going to go on that island and work and do jobs Bahamians can do that we do not collect work permits for. More money we're not collecting.
Bahamians
got minimal and dead-end jobs over there. That's
crazy, because I saw some pictures of one particular cruise ship's island, and they have like cabanas and stuff on the beaches. These cabanas look like hotel rooms. Like, they almost look like hotel rooms. Like, you could just go there and hang out all day and feel like some of the same amenities as if you were, you know, staying at a hotel room, but with your room directly on the beach. So it's obvious that they have gotten a lot out of past administrations and, you know, successive administrations. And something has to be done, because they are literally our biggest competition. And like you said, at least back in the day, there were some stipulations. Okay, once you're this close in, you need to shut all these things down. That would incentivize the tourists to come.
And you couldn't open until you got 3 miles out. The bars and casinos are going to be open 3 miles into international waters.
So we need to probably revisit that and see if that's still... I don't cruise. So if there's anyone that cruises that knows when these things open up when you're on the cruise,
and it'd be interesting
let us know, because that'll be interesting to hear.
Within the region, if other ports make them shut down or let them remain
like
open.
Like we're the only slack... Oh, that would
we
be
We are
crazy.
The conk.
If that is the case... And other people are seeing a better, you know, better return or returns from them. That would be quite something if we're the only ones that aren't.
That's what's scary. Like we're the ones, I hate to say it, but my unlucky. You know the word I want to use is a joker's word. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you. Let me just get this text in. Naughty and MJ, do we as a people realize how backwards governments have our country? The year is 2024, and they can't consistently provide the people with basic necessities.
The power.
The water. You forget it, Luther.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Right on, man. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, what's good? Well, my God, what rock you brought up?
Hey, rock.
Hey,
what happened to you and the PIB kissing makeup, eh?
I don't hide under rocks, man. What you talking about?
Hey,
you've been on my A, man. What's going on?
Is that Mary Jane?
Yes. How are you doing on this Good Friday?
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Great. Nice to hear from you.
Yes. Nice to hear from you. I had a commercial come and say the Mary Jane and Naughty show.
Ah,
I mean, you had a commercial coming in for the Howard and Anton show. That's what I'm looking for.
What you got for us, Anton?
So, Mary Jane, does that mean you'll be on every day moving forward?
I'm going to be as often as I can be here. I will be here. I promise.
All right.
Good stuff.
So Naughty and Mary, I just wanted to hop in on this this tourism discussion
because
something we've been discussing in the country. The last 21 years,
yep.
Precisely, right? And we are going far away from shore as it relates to tourism in our country.
Mm-hmm.
I've been exposed in the conversations that we've been talking about record level numbers of persons coming into the country,
right?
Whether it be by air, whether it be by cruise port. Whether it be staying overnight in hotels or whether it be overnighting on the cruise ships, however, that's not translating to wealth creation on the ground for behemoths.
Right.
No.
That's not translating to an expansion of behemoth tourism-owned businesses.
Yes.
It's not relating to creating a new economic empowerment class in the country, as tourism has the ability to, if it's managed properly, and the proper negotiations go into the heads of agreements for tourism.
Yeah.
And this backdates to the Ingram era of governance.
Yeah.
When he first came in 92.
Yep.
Right? Because at that time, you would have had a major shift in what would have taken place, not only in tourism, but also on the ground economically, which has created an untenable situation as it relates to accessing land in the country today at affordable cost, and on the tourism front, which has led to a devaluation of opportunities for Bahamians from the construction side of things to the everyday tourism-related businesses. Because if you take a note at when Atlantis, for instance, came into country, they had under 20 restaurants. Atlantis has been permitted to expand to over 40 restaurants in the country. What does that mean for other behemoth restaurants operating in the country when they have such a large, expansive variety of many types of cuisines? It does not lend to encouragement of persons venturing from these mega hotels. It lends to keeping them right there on the property, where they have so many activities that they can't even get to enjoy them within a week's stay.
And
let me ask you this, Anton, because every time I say, well, boy, you know, the everyday Bahamian is getting so much competition from different places, people say, no, that's the way to go. Competition is better. You know, we need this. This is how we're growing.
No,
what do you say to that?
not on that side of the spectrum.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what was your question you wanted to ask me, Mary Jane?
No, that's what I was asking you. Like, how do you, what do you think when people say that to you? Because I get pushback sometimes, and they say that, you know, you can't be so, you can more, grow more.
I
agree with growth. Don't get me wrong. But I just feel that some things, you know, you have to really look at the competition and the advantages that even the ships have an advantage.
Competition, for instance, with local banks operating in our country, where behemoths need to get access to funding for businesses, for school loans, for mortgages,
mm-hmm.
for property, et cetera. That level of competition is good for behemoths, right? To have access to more affordable loans. But when you were talking oversaturating a tourism-related market with so much of one product that it makes it impossible for behemoths to survive because you don't have the population in order to sustain that saturation of those types of tourism-related businesses, it kills automatically any behemoth business that's coming on stream, except it's a type of product that is not being offered in hotel. And like I said...
And hold on, Anton, just to that point that you're making is a very good point about it's not being offered in the hotel, because if you do some research, like I have, and others have, you'll come to find out that there are very few or no Bahamian tour companies in the hotel anymore. Now, when I worked over the bridge, I worked the bridges, you could walk in that lobby and you could see two or three, four different tour companies, Majestic, Leisure, Bowtie, so on and so forth, and they were booking different excursions. You had your booze cruise, you had your catamaran, you had your flying cloud, you had your swim with the dolphins, you had your fishing excursion.
And now,
Squadoosh, you got one in the Atlantis. And we wonder, and if you look at who owns it, we can leave that. But if you connect the dots there, it's very interesting how that got there. And if you look at other properties, same thing. Why are Bahamians being displaced? Why are we taken out of the race?
And not only that, they expanding into the Dolphin Lagoons and all these other kinds of businesses, right?
Yeah.
Look, man, look, tourism, first and foremost, is supposed to benefit Bahamians.
Oh, yeah.
Under this construct that we've been operating under for the last 30 years, it is moving farther and farther and farther out of the reach of everyday and average behemoth.
Yeah.
And we need to put a stop to this nonsense. We need to put a stop to the lip service. And we need to demonstrate in a real way, unless some of the persons sitting around the table just don't understand how to get that done. If they don't, then they need to ask for help.
Yeah.
Because the way we've been going about it, it tells me that one of two things. It tells me either they know and they just don't care, or they just don't know and they don't know how to say they don't know. It's one of those two things.
Right.
It can't be anything else. And I'll end with this, guys. If you look, for instance, what's happening in Exuma, which is very, very tragic, you have a major hotel provider of tourism. On Exuma. When they shut down, I listened to the news on The Guardian either yesterday or this morning. I don't remember right now. There's so many thoughts wrangling through my head. But I think it was yesterday. I heard persons, perhaps from the local business community, they were crying out at how they're being impacted even by excursions to get to the keys that this particular hotel was providing.
Oh,
and without access. Without access to these excursions, they can't get to the key. Or cost to get to the key is probably going to quadruple. And
correct.
So when we put ourselves in these positions where we allow these major properties to gather so much of our tourism business, when they go haywire, it leaves everything around the country in a mess.
Right.
Everything that is tied in and related to them, they either hurt us or they help us. And in the helping us, they're really helping us because they're keeping all of the profits to themselves. Whether it be, as you were saying a little earlier, Mary Jane, on that key.
Honestly, because I talk about this a lot, what's your thoughts, Anton, about these keys? They're getting so much. I mean, you should see some of the stuff they're offering on these keys.
That's what I want to hop on right now, Mary Jane. I have a serious problem. And I'm aware as well, just for the record. That's why I decided to call in after I listened to you, you know, going over and teetering around, and I know that this is an issue that I've been discussing for 20 years. I do not agree at all that any foreign entity operating on Bahamian soil should be taking away Bahamian opportunities on those beaches.
I mean, it's crazy.
But Anton, you got to look at it. On public beaches now, where quote-unquote tourist products are being pushed out, and umbrellas are going further and further down the beach, and tour companies are bringing tourists, like how is this happening? You bypassing, you know, jet ski operators are being closed off of beaches, but yet Naughty, operations are popping up out of nowhere. And when you Naughty look at who's owning them and behind them, it's not all Bahamians.
Naughty and Mary Jane, we need a complete reconstruct of our tourism industry. We need to create from a blank page, because what is happening currently and what has happened over the last 30 years in our country, it is, I'll end right here among guys, it is unsustainable. What we must recognize is this. We only have so much land in this country for tourism development. And when we reach that maximum development of tourism properties in this country, and worst, we have not maximized the benefits to be derived from tourism to Bahamians, what do you think is going to happen to us when tourism is still the golden goose that lays the golden egg? We got a lot of work to do. We are so far upstream. If people understood, they would holler. Thank you all for the
opportunity. Thanks, Anton. Have a good weekend.
And I'm going to archive this show because we actually agreed without having the muscle of fight. So have a good weekend, yeah, man. Be safe.
Have a good one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but listen, I think this is something that, and that's a topic that Bahamians come together on, that you could shed political affiliation and say, look, our tourism product, we've been proud of this for a while. We can't let it go. And since we don't want to really branch off into other areas and we're still making it the golden goose, then let's keep sure to make sure the golden goose stay nice and fat. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Right here. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Listen, Naughty, I like you, I agree with what Anton was saying. You know, Winky in particular, where there's a lot of Bahamians work there, and believe you me, the pay is really, really good.
Well, that's good
you
to
understand
hear.
Me? And the pay, they have rules there. It amazed me that they have, I mean, simple rules, but strict rules. Guests cannot curse at staff. You curse at a staff, you get sent back to the ship. No ifs, no ands, no but. You're not to come back off. Here, we allow the guests to treat our people like, well, we all know what. At the end of the day, just to earn a living. Where these ships and stuff, they have strict rules that the guests must adhere to. You go in the pool a certain way. You conduct yourself a certain way. You understand me? And there are strict rules. But here...
Right.
And that's another thing. We are talking about the goose that lays the golden egg, but we are allowing that goose to mistreat and maltreat our person.
When you say here, you're talking about Nassau. Is that what you mean? Here in Nassau?
In the hotels.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
The guests can stop anyhow.
Oh, really?
They can talk to them anyhow. And like they say, the customers are always right. That's in those places.
I can't lie. From my time in the hospitality industry, you start to bite your lip, and they used to turn another cheek, even though they know the guests said offensive, foul, vulgar, vile things. But you just gotta, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to sound crazy, guys, because I don't have a lot of experience, so you all kind of enlightening me today. So we have a lot of guests that come down here and talk to Bahamians bad. We have a lot of that happening.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That happens often. Go in the straw market. I personally witnessed the guests taking placing things off their stall, and when told, excuse me, you have to pay for that. They get cursed out, they get spit on,
there's
no rules.
Yeah,
and then the only thing they get do is escorted back to the ship privately.
But it speaks to as well. I always say we used to attract a certain brand of tourists that used to come here and make this a vacation. I come to the Bahamas, I got my spending money, I got my wardrobe, I'm going to eat here, I'm going to buy this here, I know they got bags here, I know they got perfume here. That's going out the window. All we have right now, no offense, on this part of Cork, maybe they shot in other parts of Cork, drag your slippers to the beach, drag your slippers back, have a cocktail or two, kill some time, and that's why we're the minimum spend in the region. Because they're not encouraged to go out and spend. They're not told to go out and spend. Why go out and spend if you could stay on the ship and use your meal plan or your drink plan and swipe your card and that's that?
Because
but if you're encouraged to go off and there's activities and entertainment, then there's more things to do. That's why I feel like we need to...
The ship itself, and the things on those keys that they offer the guests, they're not cheap, you know.
Right.
They're not cheap. So they are trying to monopolize.
They are, because the thing about it is the price of the cruise itself is so cheap. Like, I don't cruise, I told you guys, right? But I was so surprised at how low the cost is. But I get their business model, which is that it's going to be a really cheap ticket. But then once you get on everything else, they're going to get every other dollar out of that particular tourist, which presents a problem for us.
And that's the whole point. We have to have more impact on the ground. We have to feel it. You can't tell us, oh, 8 million came and... What did they spend? Which businesses benefited? Why are tour companies going out of business if we're getting all these tourists here? Why are they not?
Naughty, if you look at it, ask Toby Smith. Toby Smith said when he approached them about getting the guests, he charged the guests, say, $100 for the tour that he was given. But when he tried to get the ship connected to his business so they can send him guests, he charged the guests $250.
So they could keep 150 go to them. That's been the case from time immemorial.
That's crazy.
Good call. Have a great weekend. We got to get to the break. And that's what we're going to do, man. Good stuff. Everybody who called in, texted in, chimed in the first hour. Quick break, flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get to the news. We'll get into 5 o'clock. And we'll be talking sports. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, August 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
But we ain't never left alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We are bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket to go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry Brand Styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruiseport box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chan, Gino D, Iris Stoll, and Tingham. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Hey, people, it's the weekend, baby. The fin de semana is Friday. And it's Cuban Willie with your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today you get the double whammy slammy. the lucky three ball and the lucky four ball. The lucky three ball for the weekend, the 3-3-2, 3-3-2. And the lucky four ball, 9-5-7-1, 95 in the Island Games, 10 winning return.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton-Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton-Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton-Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton-Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane!
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Gymnasium Form Center, John's Department Store, Jerkus Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, August 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company, along with Mary Jane, right up until 6 p.m. We got Pearly in the building. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Earl the Pearl is in the house. What's going on, Pearly?
All right, yeah. I had a little jingle. And Naughty and MJ.
And Pearly. We got to get that other one pulled up, too.
Man, every...
And you know, MJ, I don't want to... Earl the Pearl. I'm like, who's Earl the Pearl? I thought I was Pearly.
You are Pearly. We're going to get that sorted out, Pearly. I promise, okay? I promise. Yes, we'll get that sorted out.
Boy, look here. I remember certain people was happy when they get... They sweep and now they complaining, but they sweep up. Oh.
You can always use a little... Just a little improvement.
The only reason why I say that is because... A certain person trying to be Earl the Pearl on another station.
Oh,
and people ask me if that's me, and
oi.
I wanted to know this is Pearly.
Hold on, there's only, listen, there's only come on one time a week in a half version. But you just welcome to the territory,
so
bro.
One Pearly.
When I did morning radio, you had a couple of incarnations, and they done dead and buried long time. You know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. You know, me personally, I wouldn't imitate you, but I mean, obviously other people out there flattering you, so go ahead.
MJ, you see what I had to go through? Right?
I swear. Well, you know what I have to go through, so yeah.
What y'all have
understood.
To go through. What y'all have to go
what's,
through.
What's, yeah, what I understood through. Doesn't have to be said.
What y'all go through. My God. All right. So, Pearly, MJ and I saw it first now, but, you know, just for context, we're talking some banking. We want to get your take on it as well. We keep seeing the statements from the Prime Minister, PM, to meet with the banks and so on and so forth. And what's your take on it? I got a little head scratchy because when you try to separate banks from their millions, Houston, we got a problem.
The leader of the opposition put out a statement last week, and some bankers kind of took offense for that.
Right.
But I'm saying my whole thing on it is the people of the Bahamas are crying about this. I'm saying if I come into a bank and you want to charge me for teleservice, okay, fine. That's what you want to charge me for teleservice? Okay, fine.
Right.
But if you tell me you're trying to discourage me from coming into the bank, you're telling me I must use the online services, but you're charging me a service charge for doing my own work.
Oh, right.
So if I pay in my BPL, I pay in my BTC, I pay in my cable, I pay in all these bills online, I pay in them myself from my account to their account. And then I still got to pay you a service charge. So do I get Christmas bonus as well? Or
listen,
do I get like 2 weeks vacation?
Listen, because you're working there too, eh?
You paying my NIB for me? Tell me.
So, in hindsight,
a dime if I do and a dime if I don't.
Yeah.
A dime if I go into the bank and use Intel because you have to pay service. A dime if I do it myself. So what? And I'm not saying that the bank should not make profits. You have to make profits at that. But let's make it amicable for both sides. You know, not every time I look, I spend in, you know, I ain't like I'm a millionaire. So I spend in almost $100 or double or triple digits in fees every month.
The funny thing about this this debate is I was kind of agnostic on it a little bit. Like, I was like, oh, well, let's see where the debate goes. I thought that the Minister of Foreign Affairs made a good point when he talked about service and justifying some of the fees because the service may not be there. But I thought what the leader of the opposition had to say was very, very interesting because he really made me, his statement really made me think about it a lot more because he brought up something called junk fees. Now, for those that aren't familiar with what would be referred to as junk fees, those are kind of the fees that it's hard to avoid sometimes. It's like insufficient funds, so NSF fees. They're considered junk fees. Overdraft fees are considered junk fees. And then I did a little bit of research on this. Did you know that in January of this year, in the United States, their Consumer Financial Protection Bureau actually started, I wouldn't call it a war, but it was pretty close to a war against some commercial banks, some retail banks, because of what they considered to be junk fees. According to the CFPB, they say that junk fees are particularly egregious because they disproportionately affect people who truly cannot afford them. And in response to that, you had some of the major U.S. banks like Capital One, Bank of America, that actually started eliminating these fees. They did it. They said that, you know, we will eliminate these fees because they're damaging customer trust. And that was, to me, a tacit admission that some of these fees were egregious. So to see that happen in the U.S., now, mind you, some banks still fighting. You know, I mean, this is some of their profits, so they are fighting it. But some of the bigger banks are saying, yes, we agree with you. The junk fees, they may not be in our best interest and in our customers' best interest, so we're going to eliminate those. So to see that happen in January, right next door in the U.S., a quite capitalistic society, and to have this conversation now in the Bahamas, right next door, is interesting to me. So I'm going to wait and see what the banks have to say. But I'm expecting some sort of admission because one of the fees that I heard about recently that I can't even believe is the one where your transaction gets declined and you pay a dollar. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I'm sitting there.
The decline is to be a faulty machine at that shop. It could be that something went wrong at the bank. Not that you didn't have the funds on your account.
It could be they tap your card, but after a certain amount, because I have one card that you can't tap over $50.
Yeah, but
you have to put it in and pin it.
This. I'm glad you brought this up because I don't need no see what had happened moments and charging me 50 cents and a dollar. And no, because who's to say that somebody taps your card incorrectly? That's the decline on them. They tapped your card incorrectly. Or maybe they, like you said, there's a card over $50 you have to insert and pin it. Well, say the bill is $70 and you tap it and tap it and tap it and don't realize it needs to insert and pin. Guess what? That's two or three declined transactions, but now I got
to
pay.
Let me tell you how the CFPB defines it. It says that it's egregious to charge for instantly declined transaction because in their view, there is no service rendered, there is no exchange of value, and the fee does not correspond to any real cost to the bank as far as they know. So, I mean, this is going to be quite an interesting debate, but I'm happy that, you know, the politicians brought it up. I don't think the bankers are really happy right now with us having this conversation.
He did say that he would like to consult with the bankers.
Yes, right.
And that he wants the reforms to be amicable to both sides.
Yes, and I think that that's absolutely possible. I think that the fact that they will have the conversation, and I did read that Mr. Gowan Bo, who's the chairman of the Clearing Banks Association, he also intimated that he would like to sit down and speak with the policymakers, and then, you know, maybe they could have that rational discussion and come to some sort of a fair solution. Because I think that's all that the consumers are asking for.
Yeah, just a fair, amicable way that
I think I saw in the papers that the prime minister is going to meet with them.
Right.
And I would assume, out of protocol, they would meet the prime minister first and then maybe have a conversation with the leader of the opposition afterwards.
Right. Yes. Yes.
I just want, you know, the proper intervention on behalf of Joe Public to take place because that right there, that's no, if you decline my card is declined. I don't need to be paying you a dollar.
It's almost like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said, it's almost like nothing happened. If it was instantly declined, it was no exchange of value. So
let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yes. Hi, Naughty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I believe the banks are following the government's lead on the VAT thing, you know.
Mm.
speakers are, okay, VAT is based upon something that can be taxed based on its production value. Okay? It's called a value-added tax. Now, just like the banks, our government placing a tax on something that really has no value in terms of its own production, it can't support, okay? So now, for me, right, I think the banks, you know, say, if the government could do it, we could do it too.
Okay. Wow, you're onto something there. This weekend, Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, MG.
Hey.
Burley, what's going on?
Right here, bro.
Yeah, Naughty and MJ, how is college hunting going?
It's going good.
It's gone well. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it went well.
Very good.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Naughty, but you guys educate me on something, boy, and things like that, but I can save my card every time from now on, boy. I can say, boy, I deposited some money the other day, but I see $46 just disappear, just like that. Boom, gone from the money where I deposit. I only have a receipt now to go inside.
Go check that.
Now, I know the end of the month. No, the end of the month, they take off something for usage, and then they say government stamp tax and things. They tell me all type of things that I...
But yeah, you can always take out your account, but they can't get you no interest on your money in your account. That's what scares me.
Just the middle of the month, and I see $46 just gone. Just, I only have my receipt now to go inside. Now, I'm going to see Monday or something to find out. What tomorrow they be open up, and we'll find out what's going on, man. Because, well, like you all say, they're joking, boy. They're joking, right? The Prime Minister better look in that. He's better look into that all. Pins hard than say. He can look in that when he come in the next 15 months or 16 months or whatever. So they ain't going to get far to play around with that. But them fears, they joking with them fears. I need it no more.
All right, Muffin. I hear back from you in a couple of minutes when we get into sports.
I'll ask for Ellie something.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second, man.
Yeah, who you going with tonight, man? Who you going with, Skylar Thompson? Or you going
man,
with
we
Mike
got
White?
The picks coming up. Call back, man. We can do that in a second,
call
man.
Back, call,
yeah.
Call back, call. All right, call back.
Yeah.
Call back.
Let's get this last one in. Let's get this last one in. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey.
Yeah, I had to call back on this banking thing. I wanted to make a comment on that, if I could.
Go ahead, man.
One comment. Let me crack a joke on Burley. So, welcome to the Naughty... MJ, I'm perfect.
I got a joke. Hey, I got a good comeback. You know what? But I can leave that for another day.
Let me make a comment. What I wanted to say on this banking thing, during the first time I heard the leader of the opposition commented on it, right? I thought it was pretty interesting. And one thing popped off on my mind, or in my mind, is that this is something that's of a very keen national interest. It's something that impacts all Bahamians who are involved in banking, one way or the other, directly or indirectly. And here we have a situation where both participating arms of government, the actual in-government and the opposition arm, are supporting it. And right. So I believe that it would be a very good and strong show of unity,
bipartisanship,
and on one accord, as well as political maturity, if the Prime Minister would invite the leader of the opposition to participate in that meeting with the Commercial Bank president, representative, Mr. Gawan Bo.
Yes,
I believe that it would show that no matter what side of the fence you are on, the political heads in the country and persons in support of them or in support of the positions that are being taken. Therefore, it would call to an even stronger attention, in my view. See, because similar to the Grand Bahama Port Authority, you have the government pursuing them, but the opposition taking different positions, although they say ultimately they support going after any monies that is owing. On this instance, you have one voice being spoken from the Prime Minister, first and foremost, the senior minister, Mitchell, supported by the prime minister, which clearly would be a support from the cabinet, and now you have the leader of the opposition. And so I believe it would be good political practice and strong political maturity for them all to meet with the head of the commercial banking theft here in the country whenever that meeting takes place.
I agree.
That's what I wanted to put out there from this morning, but it slipped my mind.
And
on top of the hell,
all right, let me put this out now, too, because I keep getting texts.
Thank you,
no, that is not AI, and that is not a clone. That's Anton. Let's go to the phone lines. This is the last one here, and then we can get into sports. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Hey, buddy. Sorry, honestly, I'm trying to find out what's really going on in my little beautiful Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
What you mean, Sparky?
I'm reading something where they say that the Prime Minister advises all his ministers to get hold of all the situations, and if everything will get in order, what happens, what buck up goes and so forth after 3 years. So why are you waiting till after 3 years to tell the people to start doing this work? They should be doing it from the beginning, eh?
Reeling.
Telling us all about
hold on. Is that Brady? Is that a bell ringing in the background?
It sounds.
You may hear a bell ring soon. You never know.
This is Nutty.
Yeah, go ahead, Brady. Go ahead, Sparky.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
After all we went through with all that, now you know the row that I carried on, because you know I carried on sick with the last administration. I carried on stupid and sick because we had problems with the last administration, and the now government, the new day government, told us with all the stuff that the last administration was doing to us. Now today, I'm not hitting the Prime Minister to lead this new group of young rookies. Lawyers, doctors, or whatever they are in House Assembly. Everybody seems like they only want to go in one time and then get out with what they can get. Right? So, and I know the Prime Minister of the day cannot cover up and stitch all the wounds of the last couple of years with Dorian and a pandemic and Minister and his administration. It takes more than 5 years to cover up all of that kind of thing. But you wait that 3 years and then you start to tell everybody, now get your house in order. I don't understand how they expect.
Boy, Sparky, you ever heard that old saying? They might see the handwriting on the wall, Sparky. Anyway, we got to get to the break. Good stuff, man. I appreciate your call. But I think maybe they see handwriting on the wall, Sparky.
Mine don't ever be in Nassau.
And you know, listen, you ever watch them old movies? Then, you know, you see them huddled up in there, and they hit the office like in The Sopranos one time, and they was coming out the sill at the Bing. Still running there with the bag, open up all the drawers, put everything in the bag, and he's getting out, right?
Yeah.
I think it's grab the bag stage for this one. Put it in the bag, we got to go. We got to get everything in the bag, because time running out, we got to get out of here.
Speaking of, we got to go to commercial right now. We'll get into sports on the other side of this. You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, yours truly, Mary Jane, and of course, Pearly, the one and only Pearly. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Keep it locked.
If I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sow.
Hey, hey.
Well, let me tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold.
Hey, hey.
It's been a long old troublesome road. And I'm looking for somebody, come and help me carry this load. I need a dollar, need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need.
Living.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenty Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Book it together, come make we book it together. Hey, book it together, book it together.
We are book it together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger. finger licking good.
Living with a neurologist shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's Buy 4, Get 1 free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry-fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply. Tell
them. The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's a and a shiny world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Back at you on the Friday, August 23rd edition. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane and Pearly in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're talking sports now, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
We got lots to talk about, man. Lots to talk about. First and foremost, though, you know, we got to do what we always do because I already got people texting me, Naughty, what happened today in sports history? It's coming right now.
Yeah, is texting.
You know, they love that. So we're gonna make sure that happens. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. 5 to 7 p.m. All right. So definitely well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. For happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Always a good time. All right. And they got great food specials and great highball specials, great cocktails, and just great time out there from 5 to 7. So be sure to check them out each and every Wednesday and Friday for happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget tomorrow, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Naughty Johnny's. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. So be sure to check them out. All right, on this day in sports history, August 23rd, not much happened. 1970, U.S. swimmer Gary Hall broke 3 world records at the AAU Amateur Athletic Union Outdoor Swimming Meet held in Los Angeles. 1982, Gaylord Perry, one of the best names in sports ever, Gaylord Perry, Seattle Mariners, was tossed out of a game for throwing an illegal spitball. That wasn't the first time that happened either. 1989, Pete Rose, the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, agreed to a lifetime ban from baseball after being accused of gambling on baseball. Sports quote of the day, John Wooden, don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. There you have it. And that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's.
Excellent.
Now, let's slide on into the local scene. And boy, I tell you, somebody got a bat in his hand. And the local scene all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Be sure to check them out. Don't forget, each and every Wednesday is Whopper Wednesday. All right? So be sure to check them out on that. And don't forget, man, breakfast in the morning. BK got it for you. All right? Start right with your favorite breakfast combos at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. But, yeah, Jazz got a bat in his hand, brother. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm. Looks like he's going to return against the Rockies, Pearly.
Oh, boy.
Yes, indeedy.
Familiar team.
Baseball looking good, boy, Pearly. Baseball looking good.
Oh, now, see.
Yankees got a game and a half lead.
Oh,
without jazz.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And then I look over there in Dodger land. You know, Dodgers looking good. They got a 4-game lead. They 76-52. Yankees 75-53. We right there, brother. We right there, neck and neck.
Wow.
But you can have some talk change, AMJ.
You see that, eh?
But talk change. My confidence never wavered, but I told you the Yankees would ride it out.
76-52.
May I say how it changed?
How it changed?
First, we got a better record than y'all. It don't matter. We got a better record. I don't see you saying nothing but the record now. Second, I don't want to talk about no baseball right now. Because the Yankees had started to fade a little bit and you were losing interest.
Not that I was losing interest. There's more important things to talk about, like issues on the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, which we have cashed in on with just blind. So, yeah, I had my eyes there. I had my eyes on the CeeDee Lamb situation. I hear $142 million coming his way. He may be in camp by next week. So I've been looking on important things, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Because I know the Yankees could be there.
If he holds out and doesn't play this year, then the Cowboys still make the playoffs?
Let's talk baseball, Pearly. I don't want to talk football right now. I thought he was talking Yankees and how well the Yankees do.
And the Dodgers, right?
Yeah. But Pearly, you got to watch out for that Diamondbacks team. You know, they're very surprised. And the Padres, too. You know, y'all got plenty heat in your division, breeding down on y'all, you know.
We do. But one thing I must notice now, we're starting to get healthy. Max Muncy is back. Chris Taylor is back. We almost got a full team back healthy now. We just need Glasnow and Yamamoto. Glasnow should be back probably by next week.
Pearly.
And Gatterall will be back soon. So we're going to be a pretty healthy team for the month of September. Going to be hard to beat.
Now let me tell you something else. I hope you see that the Kansas City Royals have crept up to 2 games behind the Guardians in that AL Central.
Yeah.
They win that division. Bobby Witt is your American League MVP. I hate to do it to the judge. And I swear I wrote him with the judge. But I tell you, if they win that division, Bobby Witt is your AL MVP.
It won't happen. Judge is going to get it.
But Kansas City may win that division, though.
That's fine, but Judge is still going to get it because there are more New York writers than there are Kansas City writers.
That's true, Pearly. That
Good
is true.
Point. Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Yankee.
Hey, put a little respect on that Yankee name, you second place Oriole bird.
Yeah. Boy, look here, man.
You old orange bird. You put some respect on them pinstripes, man. What's going on?
Yeah, the big, the great New York.
And Jazz coming back too, boy. Jazz coming back too. I like it.
Yeah, man, Josh. Man, Josh, give us petty trouble, man. We play them, the Marlins, the Marlins. Must be safe teams he's be waiting for.
It's the market, though, now, too. He's on one of the biggest stages, if not the biggest stage in baseball, man. And he loved that spotlight.
The Orioles bullpen ain't crop this year, I can tell you.
Brother,
I'm glad
you see it, but I noticed that. I noticed that over the last couple of weeks, boy. That's been dropping out on your late in games.
You remember I telling you when they let the dark fellow, and they hired that dark fellow who they bring there?
Yeah.
From then, when I see they bring that older guy there, they had that young guy who going to throw with power, man. I said, what they doing? They bring, and he blow a couple saves. Now, yesterday, they got what the fella named Rodriguez or something, I don't know. Dominico or something he named the pitcher. They got a fella give up two games. They got some, he had to walk off the field. Two games back to back.
Your problem right now is you're not getting enough depth from your starting rotation and your bullpen has been working real hard. Plus, you guys get a couple of injuries.
But hold on. The fella come in there. Be right there. Be tired. I know if you watch those two games. I watch them.
I know.
In the night, and then he give up home run, game over. Come back the next night again, the same thing.
I'm in the laugh, but I watched it on highlights 2 nights in a row, and I laughed. I ain't gonna lie. The same dude.
I don't mind that.
No, like you know why? Because I couldn't believe that dude was so snake that the 2 days in a row he did it the same way.
Pearly,
United has to give up, you know, a dinger to lose it on the first night. And then, all right, if you lose it on the second night, give up a double or a single. You give up another dinger again?
He give up two home run back-to-back night. Game over. The Orioles offense ain't too bad, but the bullpen
That bullpen is horrible, bro.
Bullpen stinks, man. I can't
brag because the Yankees got a crappy bullpen, too.
Yeah, y'all gonna blow a couple saves too.
Man, we long for the ghost of Mariano Rivera to come back through there one time. Play Sandman one more time.
But the Orioles bullpen and blow They should have kept the big dog guy. I don't understand it. They didn't want to get rid of that dog fellow.
They probably didn't want to resign him moving forward, man.
That's a young fellow, though. He's
that's what I'm saying. And if he was coming up with a contract and maybe they could get something for him, he might not want to resign or they
did
not plan to sign
him. Who was about to retire.
Hey. You know. That, you never know. I'm glad, as a Yankee, I'm glad you made them decisions, man. Keep it up.
Right now, we would have been in first if it was for our bullpen.
Yeah. But now you got a lot of parity. And when you look at that, when you look at the American League, Yankees number one seed, Guardians number two, Astros number three, Orioles number four, Royals number five, Twins number six, if it ended today.
Boy. I don't know.
That's six very tough.
I like to see the Dodgers.
Hold on. That's six very tough teams in the American League. Then if you look at the National League, Dodgers number one, Phillies number two, Brewers number three, Diamondbacks four, Padres five, Braves six. That's another six solid dogs right there.
I thought the Braves would have been in that. They've been good.
Yeah, the Mets creeping in too, but.
Braves two best players out, Acuna and
correct.
And Spider, whatever his name is.
But we'll see how it pans out. We still got a couple of weeks left of baseball to go, man. I think we all should make the playoffs, and let's see what we do once we get there.
I hope.
World Series Dodgers.
Anyway, World Series Yankees, number 28. All right, Mr. Oriole, be safe, my brother. Have a good weekend. All right, Perlissimo. We got to get into the picks, my brother.
Okay.
And we got a bevy of them for you today because we got some NFL preseason tonight. And we got some, get to that. Pearly, I just want to let you know. When y'all got on me in the draft and I said, let Will Clay do what Will Clay does, right? I told you about the O-line, right? Okay. I just want to let you know how this man has hit the lottery for offensive linemen. The last 3 years, like he did prior with Zach Martin and Tyron Smith and Flozell Adams. Well, guess what? And obviously Travis Frederick prior to the Guillain-Barré syndrome or Guillain-Barré syndrome. Bro, Tyler Guyton, who we took from Oklahoma, plug and play at left tackle. Put him next to Tyler Smith, who we took last year from Tulsa, who was made the all-rookie team. My brother. Now that BB. Cooper Beebe at the center position. You know what he told reporters the other day? I like to dirt people. That's the kind of offensive center you want. You know what really? I like to dirt people. And he brutalizes people at the line, and he gets 10 yards downfield and brutalizes linebackers and safeties. The Cowboys have retooled that offensive line, Pearly. We hit the lottery when it comes to that. I cannot tell you a word of lie. Now,
okay.
How's your O-line looking in Miami? Caller, I see we get you in a second. How's your O-line looking?
Yeah, we got a couple of key injuries, so I'm a little concerned about that. Concerned about the right guard position. Outside of that, it's just wait and see if they can come together.
All right, here's the NFL preseason.
My problem ain't O-line. My problem is the two lousy backup quarterbacks we get. That's my problem. Two would better not get hurt because Lord of mercy.
No bueno.
No bueno. They need to cut them and sign somebody. Try to get somebody else. Let me get this cup because I know I can spit blood out. I almost ready to take Ryan Tannehill as a backup right now.
Oh, my God. It's that. All right, here we go. We're going in, man. And all of this, of course, brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Be sure to log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. Check out the many ways to win. And don't forget, man, NFL coming up September 8th. All right, here we go. Tonight's games, Pearly only, we're doing. We got three NFL games tonight. We got the Jaguars at the Falcons. I like the Falcons to win this game. I know Matt Jones has put up a lot of big numbers in the first two preseason games. He'll start tonight, but they got second and third stringers running with him in the offense. So I think the offense takes a step back. I think this is the dress rehearsal game for the Falcons, and getting them with 8 points, hey, it's preseason, but I like 8 points in the preseason. So I'll take the Falcons at home plus the 8.
Me too.
Dolphins on the road against the Buccaneers. You know, trip up the road to Tampa. I like the Dolphins plus the 3 in Tampa. I think it's a dress rehearsal for you guys tonight, too, at least for a quarter. So I like Tua and the starters putting up numbers.
We're not playing. They're not starting running backs.
Pearly, stop rubbing it in. A chain and the kid you drafted out of Tennessee, that kid from Tennessee going to do damage.
Yeah, but Akeem is not playing, and Mostert is not running.
And a steady dose of that kid from Tennessee is going to be fine.
Yeah, he's probably going to do a lot. But yeah,
I like the offense. I like the receivers to play a big role in it tonight too, in separation for the fourth and fifth fourth and fifth receiver job on that Dolphins team. Anyway,
yeah, well, Berrios needs some work. He's been looking pretty bad. I think the only reason why he can make the team is because we have some injuries.
We got the 49ers and the Raiders. I like Josh Gibbs starting against the second and third string of the Raiders. I like the 49ers to win that game tonight.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's check out the WNBA, man. Your girl playing at 7 o'clock. Chicago Sky taking on the Connecticut Sun. Point favorites, that's too much. I like them in the money line, but I'm not touching the point spread.
I'm going to take the Sky in the points.
All right, we got the Mystics -4.5 against the Sparks. Sparks injury riddled. The Mystics stink, but they play good at home. So I'm going to take the Mystics with the money line at home.
Yeah, money line, yeah.
Phoenix Mercury against the Atlanta Dream. Mercury -2. I'll take the Mercury -2 just based on Brittany Griner. I think she gets it done.
Yeah, probably. They can't nobody to stop them.
Lynx at home should be a tough game against the Aces, but the Aces have been playing ball. Asia Wilson doing big things. And
What's the spread?
Aces -3. Lynx getting 3 at home.
I'm gonna go with the Lynx and the spread and the points.
There you go, you're brave man. I think the Lynx got some injuries, that's why they had the dog at home, but we'll see.
No, the Aces been playing good basketball, but I think the Lynx usually play pretty tough at home.
Yeah, they do. They're a tough out. They're not an easy out. All right, man, pretty. There you go. That's a wrap, man. That's our picks for the day. And obviously the weekend's coming up, so we want you to have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Get into everything possible. Just do, something healthy, something fun, something active. And stay out of trouble, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. For MJ, for Purdy, this is your boy Naughty. We up out of here, man. We'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads. Have a great weekend.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's. On Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart.
Always on the go? Missed the show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's a sacrifice, and a shame for all. But there are some people who get that shine at all. These rows of flames are catching a fire.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Suze, what do you have?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up,
hey.
What's up, Suze?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Suze,
I'm
doing great.
Continuing
the tradition, unlike any other.
All right, guys, Colts playing the Bengals last night. The quarterback to finish in the top five in MVP this season, is it Anthony Richardson or Joe Burrow?
Is he really asking that question?
I mean, apparently.
What's more likely, Rich?
To finish top five in MVP voting? Come on. It's Joey B.
Hey, Joe.
I mean, come on. Let's take the guy who's gotten four career starts or three career starts or whatever the hell many career starts he had last year.
Maybe he sniffs something.
No, I know. He's thinking about Richardson. Listen, I think Richardson's going to have a very nice season, but top five and him mentioned in advance of the NFL honors?
Rich, it's Brockman. He just likes to twist it in there.
Okay. No, thank you. I'll go Joe Burrow. What's next? What else you got over there?
The team that missed the 2023 playoffs to win their division in 2024, the Jaguars or the Falcons, Rich?
Oh, I'll go the Falcons right now. I'll absolutely go the Falcons. I mean, I got to give it up. I know the drafting of Penix is still a head scratcher because you mess with the head of the guy you just gave a 4-year, damn near $200 million contract to.
He's
envisioning ending his career in Atlanta. He's turning 36. He probably feels great about himself, but not probably. It's what he said on Tuesday. He's probably envisioning playing into his 40s. And so you draft a kid who you know is already up against the clock because he's 24 years old. I mean, I don't want to relitigate everything. There's many reasons why that's a head scratcher. One of them was you've got the 8th overall pick. Take the top defensive player on the draft board. You had the number one overall pick for a defensive player, and they went down the road to get a quarterback. But they then signed Matthew Judon, who is way better than anybody they could have taken.
True that.
Certainly for right now to win with Kirk Cousins, right now you get Judon. It would have been Dallas Turner or Latu, who looked very nice for the Colts over the last couple of preseason games. And then they get Justin Simmons on top of it. I'm all in on the Falcons there to win their division.
I gotta agree with you.
As opposed to the Jaguars, who are in a tough spot with the Texans sitting at the top.
Plus, I think this is Kyle Pitts here. It has to be, right.
No, Kirk Cousins is gonna bring it up. No, it
does
not. Have to be.
It has to be. Everyone was so high on this guy when.
I mean, how does this work? The have to be stuff. Cowboys have to go because they haven't gone to the NFC Championship game for the last 27 years, right?
That's a lot different than one player.
No, Rodgers has got to play more than five snaps because of what happened to him last year, right? Let's not go there, right? What else?
Kyle Pitts season.
I mean, I can't even think about watching that opening drive with you.
It'll be fine. I'll be on the air on Westwood One, and thus stone cold sober. I'll be fine. Otherwise, I'd be heavily medicated.
All right, Rich. What's more likely, the Niners make the Super Bowl or the Raiders make the playoffs?
Oh, I'll go Raiders make the playoffs. That defense, man.
Yeah.
Max Crosby, the Condor, along with Christian Wilkins, is going to be stout. All we got to do is, can we get 17 to football, please?
His name is Devontae Adams. Listen, he's very good at football.
To say one team can perform well enough to be the 7th seed in the playoffs is just
less likely than a team to repeat a Super Bowl appearance? Makes no sense. It's more likely that somebody could make the seven seed after not making the playoffs the previous year, even with a quarterback that you have questions about, than winning your conference again. That is a tall order, despite how good the 49ers are. I'll go Raiders make the playoffs. Would be more likely. Of course, both can happen.
True that.
Suze?
All right, regarding the Bills playing the Panthers, what rookie wide receiver, who will have more yards and touchdowns, Keon Coleman or Xavier Leggett?
Two of my new favorites.
Well, I got Leggett in the best ball.
We got Keon.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Rich, I just want both of these guys mic'd up every week.
Right?
I love it. They're both.
To play the Panthers this year? That'd be fun to have them on the same field. I don't think they do. They do not.
They don't.
I'll go Keon Coleman. He's got the better quarterback, with all due respect. I should have said that before I slagged on Bryce Young, but I'm sorry. I'll go Keon Coleman. He's got Josh Allen throwing to him.
Plus a whole new,
let's see what's up.
Whole new group of pass catchers there.
Remember Leggett said that the Panthers told me that they're going to draft me?
Yeah.
And then the Panthers traded out of that last draft choice on opening night to let the Chiefs come in, right?
So they got him, what, first pick in the second?
Isn't that what happened? Right? Yeah, they got him the top. I know they got him the top pick in the second round.
And then he had that quote.
And then
he
said,
they said, we're going to pick you up at 8. He goes, I'm going to be all ready.
I love it. Fantastic.
I love both of these guys, man. I'm excited to watch both of those receivers do the thing this year.
Okay, what else you got? You got one more, Suze? Or you got
I got three more.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's get to it then.
With the Dolphins playing the Bucs, Tyreek Hill to beat Noah Lyles in a race or Mike Evans to be the first ballot Hall of Famer?
Oh, I'll go Tyreek Hill beats Noah Lyles in a race. Being a first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver is a tall order.
Yeah. It's a
you can go down the list of Hall of Fame wide receivers who are not first ballot, and you'd be like, are you kidding me? Yep. You've got to be like Jerry Rice, Randy Moss type level to do that.
And sometimes that doesn't even work. Terrell Owens didn't get in on the first
ballot. Well, I think that's just there were personality issues when you got to.
But that shouldn't count.
It's still popularity.
It shouldn't matter, though.
I understand it.
But Mike Evans, I think we all agree, he's definitely going.
He'll get a bust. Yeah. I mean, whether you're first ballot.
It's tough, yeah.
Tyreek Hill beating Noah Lyles in a race? Let's see it. Let's go.
Because Noah Lyles already came out and said that.
He would do it?
He doesn't want to do a gimmick. So that means he won't do like a 60. He goes, if you're going to challenge the fastest
100,
man.
100 meters?
He's got to be some sponsors. Let's
go.
Maybe Roku Joe will be down to sponsor that.
Suze?
The team to have the best wide receiver trio in the National Football League. The Eagles, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, or the Texans. What's more likely?
The Eagles getting Jahan Dotson, fascinating. That happened yesterday while I was out of the chair.
Yeah.
To see an intra-division trade
very
like
rare.
That. The Seahawks with DK and
Lockett
and Jackson Smith and Jigba. The Dolphins got Odell in this mix now. And the Texans added Stephon Diggs to Dell and
Collins.
And Collins. Whew. I'm going to go... Oh, my gosh. I'll go... I mean, is Odell going to be healthy all year? This is a great question. The best trio in the NFL. I'll go Dolphins.
Braxton Berrios put him over the top for you, didn't he?
I don't know. I just think that they've got the most explosive offense.
I don't know. I like the Texans.
It's a great question.
Collins and Diggs. Along with Dalton Schultz, even though he's not a...
The Dolphins are so fast. They're so good.
Yeah, you can't teach
speed. And there might be a third one other than Odell that we're not even referring to. Suze?
Last one up. You're going to like this one.
Okay. Thank you.
What's more likely? Aaron Judge hits 70, Otani goes 50-50, or Ellie De La Cruz goes 25-75?
I love it.
With the baseball gods, let all of these things happen.
Judge is so on fire. He's so on fire right now. And he's on pace for 61. So I'll take him out of the 70 home run mix.
Yeah, that's an insane amount.
Shohei, I believe, as of right now, is a homer in 40. So Ellie De La Cruz, I don't know where he is on the 25-75. I'll go Otani.
Ellie's got 60 steals.
I'll go Otani.
22 bombs. So he's
11 homers and 11 stolen bases between now and the end of the season?
Are we taking Aaron Judge for granted?
I'm not.
I just don't feel like I'm hearing enough. I mean, he's last three games, three home runs.
He's unbelievable. Well, you certainly hear enough about him in our household.
We do.
Okay. But I'm nervous that he's turning into our son's version of Don Mattingly, which is one of your all-time favorite players, and he doesn't
win a
World Series. Honestly.
Wow.
I'm getting nervous about that. I'm getting nervous about it. But then again, that's what being a fan is, to be nervous. But I'll take Ohtani. I'll take Ohtani, man.
I can see
a hot September and Ellie 50,
doing
50.
It as well. He's three home runs away and 15 stolen bases.
15 stolen bases is a lot. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.